Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Gerhardt's back.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
From NJ1015.com, this is the new Jim Gerhardt Podcast.
One.
Well, welcome to a world gone totally crazy.
And we have not been postponed or canceled. We are here, as scheduled, every Thursday,
well, knock on
10:30,
wood, right?
Facebook Live.
You know, there's only one game in town, really, to talk about. And it's not a basketball game.
I mean,
you know, we know that. Which, of course, is the virus. It's even politically correctness has stepped in. I noticed this story this morning. The World Health Organization has urged against saying that people are transmitting the virus or infecting others or using the term spreading the virus because the wording assigns blame. Instead, we should refer to people acquiring the virus.
And sharing.
Sharing.
Caring and sharing.
That's even better.
Sharing is caring, ladies and gentlemen. So if you care about somebody, share the virus.
A few years back at Seton Hall, they, and I don't know if all the professors were doing this, but it was kind of the trend. If somebody failed a course, you did not want to say you failed. You would write on there, achieved an insufficiency.
Did not achieve sufficient amounts of threats.
So anyway, we cannot say that anybody's infecting others or spreading the virus. I don't know. What do you say about it if it hasn't been said? This has been a total madness.
Yes. The likes that I don't think we've seen. Do you ever recall anything in your time?
Oh, no. Earth? Certainly they've had nothing like that I can recall at all. How about you? Anybody's watching this now? Any take you have on it? Yeah. How are you reacting?
Are you?
I guess is the big thing. Are you
believing everything that you're being told, or are you ready to have an uprising and say I've had enough, and you know we just gotta just listen to the facts and let it pass? We'd love to hear what you have to say. Write your comments.
Okay, let's go. Here's Rose who said, I don't think Trump said enough to calm the nation. I don't know if anybody could say enough to calm the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, he can. I know here's something that is very galling, and that is the fact that they're politicizing this so much. And no matter what the president does or said, the other party is going to come back damning it. So let me ask the person who sent this, Rose, for you. What could somebody say
would
calm you? Seriously, I'm not trying to poke a stick in your cage. Just seriously,
right.
What could a leader say that would calm your fears?
Right. Aside from just quarantining the entire nation in place.
Free marijuana or something,
and
everybody
seriously, what,
put a newspaper over your head, sit in the corner and smoke.
If you feel the president didn't say enough last night, what would you have said? That's a great question.
You know, there was a story this morning about, what's his name, Gorsuch, the governor of Ohio?
Yeah,
who was no fan of the president.
No, he ran for the office.
But he was on CNN, which is the left-wing television channel, with a hysterical host, you know, the talking head. And the person asked the governor, what did you think of the president's speech? He said, I thought he did well. And this host went, as it was described, quote, ballistic, yelling and screaming because he wasn't damning it. And then when Gorsuch asked him, well, what did he not say? Then he couldn't come up with anything. Okay, Thomas, this is good. This is pretty much what we were talking about last week. He says, I'm a chef instructor, and it's like anything else, personal hygiene is the key. This is true. And to me, diet certainly has something to do with it, because as we not going to get back into this, because I think we exhausted the subject last week. If your body, your immune system, is working as it was designed to work, you at least got a leg up on all of this. You might catch it, but you got a great chance of surviving it and going on your way. This is good, too. Nick Chichkalala, I believe.
Chichkalala?
Anyway, hey, Nick, do you think China released a biological weapon on purpose? I don't think on purpose, but, I mean, this has crossed everybody's mind. Dan, is this something that comes up?
Weren't they working on?
I've not heard anybody in public.
Lab or something?
I've never heard anybody in public talking about this. But
I honestly haven't really followed that end of the that ends the story.
I don't know. It's crossed my mind because of working on weapons. Accidents happen. Sure.
Do I
think that happened? No, I don't think
that's
what happened.
Do I think that China underreported the effects of the illness in their country, or that they were delayed in actually getting it out there as a public health hazard?
That's part of the great debate. On the other hand, where are you getting your information? You're getting it through media that is not very trustworthy anyway.
Right.
Or you're getting it through public officials speaking on media.
Right.
I would not think so. Again, I think Bill talked about this morning, and there's certainly much to it. I think it was 2008 that there was the swine flu epidemic, I believe it was.
It was eight, right, Dan? I believe.
And that was not
was that again, Bob?
Considered a pandemic.
2008 was the swine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, right. 2008. Scads of people, many people died tragically, a lot of people. And a lot of people had it.
Was it 60 million people had that?
Something like that.
They didn't all die, but 60 million people were infected with it.
And the fact that I have read anyway that 300, and I think it's like 325,000 people worldwide die of just the old garden variety influenza every year. So we're nowhere near that. Whether this the panic is justified or whether it's hyped by media, who maybe they're getting a little tired of spending their whole careers hating Trump and looking for something else to to stir up.
Well, I think that I don't think we've ever seen worldwide panic, a pandemic of panic like we've seen with this latest virus.
We have not seen it. I don't know. 1918. The great influenza. Millions of people died. I have no idea. I mean, believe it or not, I wasn't here in 1918. It was close. But I don't know what the reaction was. I have the reaction, the feeling that it wasn't anywhere like this. Dan, have you seen any information on comparing the reactions?
I haven't seen anything per se, but it's also it was a completely different world. I mean, there's no social media. There was not even television or, you know.
And how did you treat that? You didn't even have, did you have aspirin back in or any sort of medicines to take care of, like, fever and things like that? I have no idea.
Well, I don't know. We can't know.
Right.
Not having been there. So, again, is this justified now? So far as the fatality rate, I think it's something under 2%. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
And most of the people, at least all we know about, who have died, for whom this disease has been fatal, had very serious medical problems. And this is why I think I was harping so strongly on this immune system, which is seriously compromised in a lot of people if you had certain diseases. For example, and with all due respect, the person in New Jersey who passed because of this.
John Brennan.
He had, how many diseases, Dan? I know he had emphysema.
He had diabetes. Internal bleeding, gastronomical internal bleeding.
Emphysema?
He had emphysema, yeah. And hypertension, very high blood pressure.
Yep.
Atrial fibrillation.
Yep.
Multiple symptoms.
This was a very sick man. And you can imagine that his immune system has been working overtime to the point of exhaustion.
He had two heart attacks. He had a heart attack on Monday night.
They brought him
prior
back.
To before, and they brought him back, and then he had another cardiac arrest on Tuesday
morning.
Was
that related to the coronavirus?
Well, they're just saying that that's what he had, and that, but they're attributing his death to the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. So, again, and the ladies in Seattle in the elder care home were all ill. So... again, as one of the people just said, that you know, personal hygiene, taking care of your body is about the strongest defense you can have. Oh, now you get into hand washing graphics. How to wash your hands? Didn't you at some point think you knew how to wash your hands?
You have to
hum "Happy Birthday" or
twice.
Other things.
Now, well, Erin Vo put up on our on NJ1015.com. She took a couple of iconic New Jersey songs and set them to washing your hands in 20 seconds, like Born to Run and Living on a Prayer from Bon Jovi. She,
I've never heard of either one. My hands are going to stay dirty.
Well, Bob has.
how come they can't do something Glenn Miller song? Yeah. Or something?
We can
like
find
my
something.
Way. My Way from Sinatra.
How about Alice's Restaurant? That was like 32 minutes long.
Oh, you'll be really clean.
Yeah, you're going to be really scrubbed there. Yeah. You won't have any skin left on your hands. So I don't know. Any thoughts? What again? I'm very curious to know, because people, the Democratic Party, or the leadership of the Democratic Party, not Democrats who have been left far behind in this and the stampede to the left by the leadership. What could a leader, the president, say that would make people happy? If he said it's over, but let's say right now at this stage of the game, and nobody knows exactly what the future holds, what could be said?
My only thing is that I think he did the right thing at limiting flights coming out of Europe, because mm-hmm. that's where the hot spot is, where the illness is really raging in Italy and those countries. But perhaps maybe he should have done it a week earlier. I don't know.
Well, he banned the travel from the European countries.
You mean Asia? Asia.
Well, he did that earlier, but then last night he announced they're banning people coming.
Except for the UK.
Except for England. Now, that's odd. Are they not having a problem with it over there in England? Or is this for
there really diplomatic? Hasn't been a very good explanation given as to why the president's ban doesn't include the United Kingdom. It really hasn't been an explanation.
That was never explained. There were certain statements after clarifying, they called it, clarifying some of the statements that he
obviously
made.
Obviously, Italy has been completely closed to any activity. The prime minister.
Well, you see, this again is the old double bind that we talked about. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If the president had not banned this travel, of course, The left criticized the ban of people traveling or coming from China because that was supposed to be racist. And now, coming from France or Germany or something, you could hardly say it's racist. They'll think of something.
Right.
They'll come up with something.
But you notice when the president put that ban in, which was, on the early side and probably very timely, with the China infection. Mm-hmm. You know, this country was consumed with the hearings, and the trial. Back in late January and early February.
What is particularly interesting to me anyway is the response by groups. The National Basketball Association suspending all games. You have spring training, the baseball teams.
Right, they're still playing.
Well, they're also talking about, I think, is some of the teams have their winter training in Arizona.
Right.
And there has been some rumors about they're trying to decide whether
to start the season in Arizona.
To disband some of that.
Oh, okay.
The basketball thing is interesting because one player, apparently, and from what I read, he had been joking. He thought he had the flu.
Oh, I saw that video. Video. That guy was just an idiot.
How so? I didn't see anything.
Well, he was at a press conference table like this, and he proceeds to touch all of the reporters' recording equipment, their microphone, their tape boxes, or whatever, and just to show that he doesn't have the flu, he doesn't have the virus.
Well,
and then 2 days later, he shows up positive. I mean, that was just totally.
Well,
that
was playfully done, I think, because he didn't consider there'd be any great problem. However. Now you've got to, self-quarantine the camera crew.
Right.
And everybody's involved.
Anybody that was there.
That's another thing, too. It is said to be prudent to lay in some, food, things that you'd need. Yeah, Dan?
So I've searched a couple of things on the interwebs, and there's a Politico has a theory and an explanation for why the UK is exempt from the travel ban. So according to the Politico, The administrator's European travel proclamation notes that, quote, the Schengen area has exposed 201 COVID-19 cases to 53 countries. Moreover, the flow of people between the Schengen area countries makes the task of managing the spread of the virus difficult. The conspiracy theory is that the countries that are exempt are countries where the president has properties or resorts.
where the president has a golf course.
Right.
Well, I don't understand the first thing. Shenzhen doesn't sound like an English town.
It's spelled S-C-H-E-N-G-E-N. I've actually never heard of that.
In England?
Yep, the Schengen area of Europe. So these countries make up this region. They've exported 201 COVID-19 cases to 53 countries. The same article states that there are 460 confirmed coronavirus cases in the UK, including Nadine Dorries, the British government's own health minister in charge of patient safety.
So the conspiracists are saying, come to Edinburgh. Come golfing, right?
that's amazing. I like that, though. That's something very waggish about that.
So NBA, they have suspended their season for now. Mm-hmm. Don't know if it's going to be for the rest of the season or if the entire playoffs will be canceled. They're just going to suspend it for now. The hockey is supposed to make an announcement later today on the rest of their season to see what's going to happen there. You would presume that since many of the hockey and basketball teams share the same arena, that NHL is going to follow suit. But we're going to wait to hear from that today.
Well, also, very, very interesting here is watching the effect that this has on the upcoming election, which is not that many months away. Now, clearly,
I have a funny story to share.
Sure.
So yesterday there was an election in Lawrence, Massachusetts. And they use, having been a voter in Massachusetts, a lot of times what they use is that you vote on a card, and you use like a Sharpie to connect the arrow in order to complete your ballot, and then it's like an oak tag type of paper that it's a heavy paper that's fed into a machine to count the votes. Well, so many people had hand sanitizer on their hands when they when they handled the ballots that it clogged up the machines with hand sanitizer that people wore when they went to vote.
Gosh. This is the who was it? The lady in New Jersey running the Quickie Mart got collared for selling fake hand sanitizer.
Oh, they burned some kids or something like that.
Yeah, she's in big trouble.
I don't know what it was. But.
Well, she took several different hand sanitizers and put them into one bottle, and there was some chemical reaction that when this young man and his friends sprayed it, this boy I talked to his mom, he got the worst of it, and he got burns on his arms and his legs from this, and now the Attorney General's office is investigating because of endangering youth and price gouging and all sorts of problems.
Yeah. So, and did you see that hand sanitizer is in such demand that people are stealing it from Port-a-Johns? You're going to work sites. You're going in there. You're ripping the old dispenser off the wall and taking it home. Right,
you know, Dan? I saw a very interesting story. There was a person who, one of the victims, who was hospitalized, but apparently can talk, you know, speak and everything, but he's confined to, I guess, an isolation part in the hospital. But he was saying that forget this story or bit of advice that's going around that you needn't wear a mask because the mask will not protect the virus from coming in. But you only wear a mask if you have the virus. You
going
want to protect
out.
It from going out.
Right.
He says that's nonsense. he said, wear the mask. Now, I don't know what his authority is. But apparently from his own experience, and I think he also said, you know, this ain't fun, you know, having this thing. But apparently he's making it through it.
On one of the shows last night, there was a congressman that was lamenting that Congress has the authority right now to put in some legislation to allow the government to buy American masks. American-made masks, but there's some sort of stipulation or law against that prohibits it, that they're only allowed to use manufacturers that they've already been using. But if Congress passes this legislation, you can get masks from where whatever provider that you would want to.
This the political part of this. Now, no matter what the president has proposed or will propose, and there's some of this that allotments for certain purposes or causes dealing with it, if this depends on the Congress is going to fight it no matter what he says. So, I mean, so again, okay, let's jump to a person who's who's out there. Jamie, do you think this has already been around? People were free to travel in December, most of January. There are a lot of crazy upper respiratory stuff going around all over in January. Could that have been the coronavirus? I don't know. You know, we don't know. So much to be learned about this. I think one of the things, gosh, you see so much, but one of the interesting notes that was made was that this is not much difference to the average person who's in good shape. There's not much difference in this and the garden variety flu, except this is much more easily transmittable.
Right.
Hey, John says, every person knows that people don't wash their hands correctly. You know, how many guys leave the bathroom after using it without even touching the sink? Happens all the time, every day.
Amen, John. True. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to say something, but then you don't know if that lunatic is going to pick a fight with you, and then you're going to end up, you know, with your head in the stall. So, yeah.
Okay, Joe says...
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Joe. Appreciate you getting in touch with us here. Joe says, use general hygiene practice like you were taught as a kid. Wash your hands daily, 3 times a day. Stay away from people who are sick. It's not that hard. Stop panicking over stuff we deal with on a daily basis.
Right.
Well, you know, there's certainly, I think Joe's right. I would agree with him here. I mean, do things that we know that we should have been doing,
right.
You know, because, the thing with the hands, you touch things, and that's not the problem. You're not going to get it through your fingernails, but then people, you'll scratch your face, and there you go. Loretta, it's interesting that the two places that have been affected the most by the virus have socialist-based health care. Point. Here in the U.S., we have total access to health care at all times. She's talking about the other countries, you have to wait your turn. Maybe that's why it has spread widespread. It's very likely, very possible.
Yeah.
Sure, because if there apparently are always... You know, big lines waiting, people sitting for hours, these people where they have national health care.
Yeah.
And Anita says administration needs to get it together regarding testing and informing people. How much more can you get it together? I don't.
Murphy administration.
Oh, the Murphy administration. Well, I. Okay. I thought. I'm sorry, Anita. I thought that was your last name, is what I thought. The Murphy administration, I have no idea what they're doing beyond what is being done by everybody. Needs to get it together. Get what together? Regarding testing and informing people. How can you want more information?
In the beginning, when the cases first started to be reported, they were a little nebulous in terms of that was a man from North Jersey, as opposed to saying he was from Fort Lee or Bergen County, even.
Well,
and they've gotten a little bit better, but some of the information there at these daily press conferences they've been having, they haven't had complete information. Like they'll say it's a man from Middlesex County, but they don't have information.
Oh, okay. So you don't know. It could be in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Okay, Anita. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump at you there, but I. Had not thought of it that way. So you got.
I mean, they're not going to release patient names, but certainly they're not going to release patient names.
No.
But they certainly could be. The thought is that I think what Anita's getting at is that
on the other hand, you could say, okay, if you said he lives at 46 Maple Street in Sukasana, you know, just pick something out of a hat, then people would be panicked in that neighborhood.
Yes.
Justifiably, perhaps. So you know, maybe there's something to not doing that.
Mm.
So I don't know. It's kind of endless speculation on this whole thing.
But what's for real is people are hoarding items that you would not think. I mean, bottled water. I mean, people are, a lot of these big box stores like the BJ's and the Costco's, they've limited purchases now. You can only buy one or two cases or like four or five items total. now at these big box stores just to limit the hoarding. Because, I mean, people are showing up with 6-8 cases of water on those big flatbed.
What will happen? I mean, how many, was it $6 billion that the president has loosed to deal with this?
Yeah.
I would think for that kind of money, if there's really a shortage of water, then they could come around and like they do in the aftermath of natural disasters,
right,
with trucks loaded with it and give everybody a six-pack or
but toilet paper. I just don't understand the toilet paper hoarding.
All right, now tonight there's a town hall.
Yes.
Bob, you take that.
Eric Scott and a panel of experts from the medical, the government, and a couple of others will be here to take your calls on New Jersey 101.5, on the NJ101.5 app, and right here on Facebook Live. 7 o'clock, live in the studio, taking all your questions and addressing all your concerns and separating the fact from the fiction about the coronavirus, the COV.
That is tonight here on, what's the time again?
7 o'clock, 7 to 8. Eric will be live, taking your phone calls and debunking all of the nonsense that you may have heard, and you're going to hear the facts from the experts.
Yeah, sure. So for people who are complaining about the fact that they don't have enough information, they're not getting information, I mean, here it is.
Right.
So don't worry. If the government's not doing it, we are.
Right,
we will.
You can leave your messages right here on Facebook or call in to 1-800-283-1015, 7 o'clock, commercial-free hour.
Let me touch on a few things. Just get off this. Just to let you know that the world is going on as normal. Just a few things from the news that I'd gathered here that are of great importance to you. Oprah Winfrey was delivering a speech in Los Angeles about wellness and the importance of balance when she lost her balance and fell off the stage.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Speedy recovery to Oprah Winfrey.
She recovered pretty well. I mean, she played it off pretty well.
A New York woman falsely reported that she had been the victim of a racial assault. She is appealing the conviction now, saying that it was a matter of free speech. She admitted that it was a false charge, but she said it was free speech. She claimed in a 9/11 call on Twitter that she and her friends were jumped by an N-word shouting mob. Surveillance video showed otherwise. However, her lawyer argues that if lying is a crime, someone would have to arrest our president immediately.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
All right.
So you're free to lie in this.
Nothing political about that.
Yeah.
I love this one. In Australia, a man is being hailed as a hero after using CPR to revive a gecko lizard who was drowning in his beer. these Aussies. He thought at first that the lizard was a prank perpetrated by the staff of the inn, but after the bartenders denied it, he leapt into action, fetched the gecko lizard out of his beer, and started performing chest compressions, blowing air into the gecko's mouth until it began to stir. And then he jumped up, raised the gecko, and said, "I saved a life."
And he can save 15% on his auto insurance.
I'm still hopscotching around the world. 64% of New Hampshire Democrats said in a poll they would prefer a giant meteor strike the earth, extinguishing all human life, rather than see Donald Trump reelected. I got another one here. A Florida man says that his kidney dialysis center is violating his freedom of speech because it will not let him bring a life-size cardboard cutout of President Trump with him for emotional support. All right, that's I quit. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff going on. I don't like any of it. All right, let's get to Adriana. Adriana, it's just funny to see people buying all the toilet paper and not fever reducer or OTC medicine. Well, this is the herd instinct. And they're probably buying bread and milk. You know, that's a knee-jerk thing, too. Question.
What Irish song did you play on the air every St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, I can't do that. That was made by a person, a good friend who... I don't know where he is now. He was a cartoonist, and he did cartoons, and also used to do parody songs and send us. This was on. I'm trying to think of, at the same time I'm talking. I'm trying to think of the name of the original Irish song. It's like, oh my gosh, dear old Donegal, something of the sort. shake hands with your uncle.
Yeah, yeah.
But he did it listing all the towns in New Jersey.
Yes.
I do not know. Oh. Al Kratzer.
I don't know the name, but I remember. Yes.
I remember the song. Okay. I don't remember the name.
It was an older recording, I remember.
Oh, you know, there's Pennington, doodly-doodly. Yeah. So Al Kratzer, the last I heard about, he'd gone to work for Sports Illustrated doing illustrations. Mm-hmm. So it was not available. I wish we could do sound here. I was always used to doing sound. I love to use sound. However, you cannot do it on the Internet. Because in some wise or other, everything is copyrighted, and everybody's looking around to see somebody with a big pocket. This parent company has big pockets in the minds of the beholders, and therefore you'd have to pay a fortune in licensing fees. Yeah, right. Now, not because of what Al Kratzer had written, the song we did, but simply because it was based on a song that is probably, you know, somebody has a title. You ran into that with Holiday Man.
Yeah, we can't play that on.
You can't play it. You play it on the radio because the station is licensed with ASCAP, BMI, you know, the like. But the Internet, you can't do it. So that's what it was, Rebecca. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, brought back some memories, yeah.
In fact, I don't want to rub it in, but I'm going to go home and get out my cartridge of that, the old tape cartridge, and play it for myself. I do that with Holiday Man, your song, too.
And in the meantime, I'm going over to ShopRite. I'm going to stock up on some more cabbage and more corned beef for Tuesday. You know, ShopRite's got this ridiculous deal where you can only buy one package of discounted corned beef at a time with your shopper card.
Why?
So, I don't know, some ridiculous thing. You're saving like $3 a pound.
That's racist. That's anti-Irish.
So now I got to go back. I need four packages, so I got to go back. I've been back there three times this week, going back today to get my fourth.
Well, you know, the way this is going, you don't know if they're going to be there.
Right.
I mean, you do, you know, probably
that's
today,
right.
But at some point, if one employee comes down with this, well, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's when this really gets scary.
Yeah.
If one person in a large workplace or even a small workplace has it, everybody has to go immediately into this, what is it,
self-quarantine?
Quarantine or self-exile, whatever they're calling it. And so where this is going, who knows? I think authorities are doing everything they can. Yeah. I think the medical community is doing everything it possibly can.
Take it one day at a time. Take it one week at a time. Don't get too ahead of yourself. If you're freaked out and you're way up here with your anxiety and your stress level, there's nowhere to bring it down. It's easier just to be aware of it, be concerned about it, and ramp up your concerns and your actions as needed. It's easier to ramp up than to ramp down.
And to just turn your head from the politicians who are out there turning, you know, red, exploding with hate and rage, trying to pick on anything that authorities do.
Use your common sense. There's a lot of good facts.
Yeah, some of these people are sick. I think, again, this Schumer, this horse's butt senator, from this business of trying to, terroristic threats against the Supreme Court, that's going pretty far. And then he's yelling and screaming. I saw yesterday, I turned the sound off because I'm getting tired of hearing it. I sometimes wonder, maybe somebody can chart this, as a part of Eastern philosophy, religions, if you want, Buddhism, Taoism, Taoism, Hinduism, Confucianism, all. There is a basic teaching, because most of these aren't really religions, they're philosophies, about anger and hatred. And it's summed up best by the old Buddhist bit of Dharma that says a person who acts with hate against another person is like one who picks up a red-hot coal and throws it at their enemy. Now, obviously, guess who gets burned? And so to see if these people get burned, what's going to happen to these people who are just, I think, become demented with hatred of the president? I am not the biggest fan he ever had.
No.
A long shot. But again, it's taken on a life of its own, really. So be careful with that, because this is going to keep you stirred up. Now, when you're stirred up, what happens? You stress yourself. What is one of the biggest enemies of the immunity system, the thing, the very system in your body that can defend you against this threat?
Stress.
The biggest enemy is stress, because stress has a way of turning off these mechanisms. and gearing you up for something, sending all of your strengths and energies to other parts of the body that are irrelevant.
Right. Get your anxiety up.
Yeah, and your anxiety.
You're fighting.
So try to minimize stress as best you can. So pop quiz next week.
Yeah.
So listen, good fortune to you. I know everybody
is
on the edge about this.
Follow all the practices that the people are telling you to do, all your government officials, and we'll make it through this. We will.
Oh, I think we'll get it. I think everybody's doing as well as they can. They're doing a good job. You do a great job, and take care of yourself. Don't depend on the government to take care of you.
And we'll be back here tonight for the coronavirus town hall with Eric Scott right here on Facebook Live at 7 o'clock tonight and on NJ101.5 FM and on the app.
I'll leave you with a thought by, I think it was former President Ronald Reagan, who said the 7 most terrifying words in the English language are, "We're from the government and we're here to help." So be careful out there. Thank you.
Gerhardt's back.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
From NJ1015.com, this is the new Jim Gerhardt Podcast.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.